All right, tonight on your paper there that I handed out, the big word there in the middle is joy. Joy, what a wonderful opportunity for joy. Look at this definition of joy. Positive human condition that can be either feeling or action. The Bible uses joy in both senses. You know, Kevin, I've been joking with him saying, you know, that the joy that's deep within is coming out in his actions of his humming and singing, right? Yeah, and that's what happens. Yet, even though terrible things happen and even though we might be sad and the tears are flowing, there's still that inner joy that this world doesn't understand, that they just don't see. The next definition there is joy is the experience of deliverance and the anticipation of salvation provide the most significant occasions for rejoicing among the people of God in the Old Testament. The coming of the Messiah, and we're going to be celebrating that. We have been celebrating that. I mean, the last several weeks we've been singing, who delivers his people and brings salvation, becomes the basis for rejoicing in the New Testament. The response of joy, gladness, or happiness is not only a deep inward feeling, but is expressed in celebration when God's people gather together. And that's why we come together. That's why we come to worship. That's why we sing songs and praise to him. You know, when we're not here, we kind of miss out on that. Because when we're so wrapped up in the world and the things of this world, Satan likes to come in and say, are you really sure you're saved? Are you really sure you're born? Look at the things that you're doing. And you don't have that opportunity of prayer, that opportunity of growth. Because when our minds are meditating on things that are not of God, and we become more worldly, the more that joy is taken away. The more the assurance that, hey, I know that I'm born again on the basis of God's word. We need to bathe ourselves in the word of God. Not just 1 hour on Sunday, but every time the church doors are open, we need to be here. So I thank all of you for coming tonight, because it's important to be in the word of God and to study the word of God and to grow spiritually. Because when we start missing and this world becomes more important, you know, either sin will keep you from this book or this book will keep you from sin. And if you're not in it, yeah, the worldly things are going to start coming out and the joy is not going to be there. So I want to bring this joy into our Bible study tonight. The very first one is Psalm 47, verses 1 through 7. Psalm 47, verses 1 through 7. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Oh, am I reading the wrong one? Psalm 47. Psalm 47. Here we go. Let's see. Psalm 47. The chief magicians. What did I do wrong? Okay. Oh, I see. The chief magician. Oh, gotcha. Yes. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. You know, I thought I was wrong, but I was mistaken. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. And you know, when you look at that word terrible, that means majestic, high. You know, it's like the, I like thinking of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar set up in the Old Testament. It says the image was terrible. It's not referring to it was ugly or rotten like the way we look at it, but majestic, huge, beautiful. And so that our God is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praise to God. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. That's the only one here without specifically the word joy, but it's coming out in the actions and the desire to love the Lord our God, Lord, with the sound of trumpet, to sing praises to him, to rejoice in who he is and what he's done for us. That's Psalm 47. And then there's also Psalm 16, verses 8 through, 12? 8 through 11. All right. Who would like to read those? Yeah, Nancy. Of joy forevermore. In thy presence is fullness of joy. That psalm here, where it refers to the fact will not see corruption. It could be a reference to the fact that believers will not see the tribulation, but that will be delivered from it. What a powerful portion of scripture. Then not only Psalm 16, 8 through 11, but how about Isaiah 35, verse 10. Isaiah 35, verse 10. Who's got that? Yes. Flee away, yes. Everlasting joy upon their heads. It's everlasting. It'll last forever. It shall obtain joy and gladness. And I like this part. And sorrow and sighing shall flee away. That sorrow, knowing that God's in control, that we can trust in him. Okay, that's Isaiah 35:10, and then Luke 2:10. Luke chapter 2, verse 10. Yes. Yes, and what's that all about? The birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, I like that the angel said unto them, fear not, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Boy, I can think of no other greater joy. That is wonderful what God has done and the peace that he has given to us. That's Luke chapter 2, verse 10, and then John chapter 3, verse 29. Who's got that one? All right, Kevin? This is my joy. Yes. All right. That's John 3:29. And then John 16:20-22. Yes, right here. Yes, joy. Joy no man taketh from you. Sorrow shall be turned into joy. And then talking about the birth of a child, that the sorrow is great, but after the child is born, the joy that's there, and they forget about that anguish and pain. And Nancy walked right out just as we got to that verse. That was supposed to be encouraging to her, and then she walked out. Just John 15:11 is next, right? Yes, John 15:11. Who's that? Is that one? Got it? All right.
These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full.
Yes, that your joy may be full. And our joy is in Christ, isn't it? Our joy is in our Savior who came and died on the cross for our sin, that if you know him as your personal Savior, there's joy there. There's peace because of who Jesus Christ is. Very good. Yes. And that's John 15, 11, right? Romans 15 and verse 13. Who's got that one? Okay. Yes, to the power of the Holy Ghost, abound in hope, joy, peace, long-suffering, all that Christ has done for us. And that was Romans 15. And then Galatians 5:22. Galatians 5:22. Who's got that one? You got that one? Okay. Yep, I said right. I said that in the last verse. I knew that was coming. The fruit of the Spirit, love and joy. Yes, the fruit, and you notice it's singular, fruit, that's all one, and once you have a part, you've got it all. Okay, Galatians, and then 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. 1 Peter 1, verses 6 through 9. Who's got that one? Okay. Yes, receiving the end of your faith, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable. Can't even get the words to explain the joy that's there and the peace that we have. Unspeakable. Yes, and that's 1 Peter 1, 6, and then the last one, 1 Peter 4, 13 and 14. Okay. Yes. Yes. Revealed to be glad also with exceeding joy. Didn't that put goosebumps all over? There you go. Yes. Yes. The joy that we have. We could be excited. We could stand up and say, praise the Lord. Look at all that Christ has done for us. We can leave today with joy. Even though we might go through some trials and struggles, God knows, but that peace is always there. The peace knowing that God is in control and that we can trust in him. So let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. And we got a closing song, right, Kevin? I got it opened up right here. We just absolutely have to sing this song, Joy to the World. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for today, the opportunity to pray. I pray that you'll bless each one of us and help us to grow spiritually and in love with you, filled with joy and peace that only you can give. Father, we pray that you will dismiss us with your honor and glory, that we'll come back again on Sunday, ready to worship you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right.
What number was that
one? 137?
All right. Joy to the world. Please stand. It's our ending song. That way you don't get too stiff when you go. We'll do verses 1, 2, and 4. You got her, Chuck? We all got her? Okay. You cold? Oh. John 16, I got to share that one with you. That was a good one.
Yep. Here we go.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Verse 2. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. On the last, he rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love. Amen.
Sure, we can dismiss in prayer. Yes. Thank you all who've come again, and those also on the internet. Welcome. Thanks for being here. And thanks, Dana and Tuck. Lord bless you. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for your many blessings and the joy that we have deep within our hearts. We pray that it will continue all week long and all throughout the Christmas season and as we look forward to 2021. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You are dismissed.